Hey there, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. One of the best things you ever could do is hit that button to press play on our podcast. Whether you're watching on YouTube, you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there's a few things you can do to help us grow our platform. You can give us a five-star rating and leave a review if you're on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Spotify, you can leave a comment. You can give us a five-star rating. You can hit the share button and send it to your friends who are trying to live a cleaner life, right? And they can laugh with clean comedy. And also on YouTube, leave a comment, subscribe, share with your friends. Anything helps. Every time you support, share, promote the podcast, it helps us grow. So do that for us. And enjoy episode 91 of the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. What up, though?
Yo.
We out here. Well, poor Dustin, not here.
I'm here.
I'm right here, guys.
Guys, I'm right here.
Hey. Now we're all chewing jelly beans. That's a good look.
Did you ever see that magician that gets people to believe that they're invisible?
Yes. No. And then people are doing it at their homes.
Mm-hmm. And kids were like freaking out about it. So what he did was...
What brought this to your mind?
Because he was like, I'm here. Okay. So what he would do is he got like a crowd of people. And they were all in on the joke. And he's a real magician. And he got them to like take a picture of an empty chair, all this other stuff. And then they waited for a couple minutes. And then like a random person walked up to watch this street magic show.
So it's on YouTube?
It probably is. He got the guy to sit in a chair, put a blanket over him. Well, first, he let the guy know that he can make things disappear. So he put somebody else in a chair. He did an actual magic trick where he made them disappear, right? The other guy sees it, and he's like, what? That's crazy. He then puts a blanket on him, does like the magic words or whatever, 3, 2, 1, pulls the blanket off. He's still sitting in the chair, but everybody who's in on it just starts freaking out. Oh, my goodness, he's gone. And he's like...
Yeah.
Right. So then he starts walking around and he's like messing with people's stuff. Like he picks up like somebody's like drink and they're like, the drink is floating. The drink is floating. And he's like, whoa. And he like puts it down.
To the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like sitting in the chair and they're like, come take a picture. He's sitting in the chair.
Is he the guy's name Justin Williams?
Yeah. 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 Wilman. Yeah. And, he's sitting in the chair. They take a picture of him. Like, he poses for the picture, and they turn their phone around, and it's just an empty chair. Yeah. And he's just like, his mind is blown. And then they end up bringing him back or whatever. He really thinks that he was invisible. Yeah. So then people start doing it to their, like, little brothers and sisters.
Dude, and it's just...
Yes, I remember seeing that.
And kids are I'm right here! They're, like, crying, freaking out about it.
Guess what? Not hooked to the...
got hooked to that...
What do you do throughout the week?
Hey, what episode is this?
91. He already said it. David!
Sorry, I missed it.
Because you were...
I was writing down stuff about the topic.
You know, you're really stupid.
Well, that comes with the trade.
It comes with the... I thought you said terrain, which makes even less sense.
It's a terrain, you know?
It comes with a tirade.
Yep, those are... I don't got no all-terrain tires. I got the all-stupid tires.
It comes with a tirade.
Ain't got no tread.
I don't know why Oh, here we go.
Your brain's like an old tire.
My brain is smooth.
No tread.
I got to tell the tire joke that I told today, but it's from a...
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I have seen that before somewhere. Yeah.
What? You guys are going to help me convince a dude that he's invisible. For real. I chose a few feature players.
What's your name?
Doug.
Doug.
Fast forward to where the...
Drink as much of the visible.
So far, so good.
Should we try it with people?
Yeah.
Feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? This is the one you saw?
Jonathan.
Come on up here, Jonathan. Give it up for Jonathan.
Number one, you can take a seat. Jonathan, you feeling it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, give it up for Mike and Jonathan.
Now for the real convincer.
We got two men and a blanket.
So,
you guys ready to do this?
Let's go. Let's do it.
So first, he...
If you want to look it up, just type in magician makes man think he disappeared.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Don't move.
So he puts a blanket on that guy.
Make him invisible on the count of three.
Does the actual real magic trick. That guy's gone.
Wait, where did he go?
Dude, I have no idea. I don't know how that trick is done.
Did you see that, Dustin?
I missed it.
He makes that thing.
So of course this guy's gonna think.
Yeah, I mean, I would be convinced for sure.
Okay, wait, back it up.
You ready?
So he gets two people.
Two.
All right, something.
Three.
He makes that guy disappear.
All right, something stiffy happens here, though.
You gotta. I don't.
Come on. Something weird happens here.
That's not. I'm way more interested in the other.
Something weird happens, like, right.
One.
Two. Three.
Was there actually a person under there?
There was.
Somebody did sit
something
down
happens
in the seat.
Weird.
And Jonathan is now a believer.
Cameron's more interested in the magic trick than the point of the video.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Invisible on the count of three. One, two, three.
Whoa! We got his face.
They did not vanish. You cannot see them or hear them. Let me show you what I mean here. With your right hand, I want you to grab this can. I feel you. Don't let go. I got it. There we go. Perfect. Whoa! Nice holding on to it. That's perfect.
This guy, so the guy Jonathan, who thinks he is invisible is losing his mind right
grab
now.
Grab the can.
He's
like so into this. Look, now, the fact that they got this many people to be on the same page, because you know that someone's going to be like, give it away, like, ooh, you know what I mean?
Right.
This is...
Hold on.
Hey, it's Justin. I'm sorry.
Ready?
Look, so he poses for the picture.
One, 2, 3.
How?
But they took a picture before
the
show.
Gotcha.
So he's literally losing his mind because he thinks he's invisible.
Jonathan was not the only one who stumbled into my little experiment. Meet Brandon. Grab the can for me.
No, I'm right here.
Grab the can. There we go. Perfect. There we go.
Oh my God.
Dude, so
look, he's walking around.
Stargate thing.
Yeah. So they literally like he starts.
Hello. Not anyone hear me? What?
They're just ignoring him. Hi, like
they're doing a great job at ignoring him.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Everybody
all those
that was in on
had
it
had to be actors. Though.
They have to be.
I mean,
you know, Scott Sterling. The video has 92 million views.
Dude, that is one of the fun.
Scott Sterling. Dude. Okay.
But yeah, so they got those guys to think that they're invisible, and
is that you?
So then,
it's my baby, dude.
People then started doing it at home to their little brothers and sisters. I mean, the
I
kids.
Can see how you could get kids.
The kids are like 5 or 6, and they're screaming, crying because they're like.
I wonder if we just put the mics up to our necks so we can hear everything. Hello.
Anyways.
Easy.
Hey.
Brutal.
And they're like.
We're putting the mics up to our Adam's
apple. I had a question I was going to ask you. I thought about it earlier today. I can't. Oh my gosh. Please, God.
How our church's Easter Sunday went? It went very well.
I'll get there, but this was not spiritual.
It went well. It was really good. Mm-hmm. We had there's a guy who had been coming to our church. He's been praying that he could get his parents to come to church with him. And his mom came on Easter Sunday and got saved.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hell should die.
Yep. So, a couple... I want to say, I don't know the exact number.
How should I?
No,
I don't know the exact number. I want to say it was like 3 or 4 people we saw get saved Sunday morning.
It's awesome, man.
How was your Easter?
How was what?
How was your Easter?
We don't celebrate Easter.
Oh, my bad, Aaron Black.
Don't.
No, that was good. We had a great crowd. I don't think anyone got saved, but it was good. I know we had about we had a lot of visitors, probably 20 to 25 visitors.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had people. We canvassed our area, Bridgeville, Harrington, and Greenwood, mm-hmm. with flyers, and we had 3 people come from that from Saturday. So cool. So
that's fun.
It was awesome. And then Dustin preached Sunday night.
Ew.
I did it the first time with this,
and it was just
he pointed to the Bible, revival. Guys. If you're wondering what he pointed at.
That was so
first
good.
Time with this.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah,
I don't know what you pointed at.
That with my digital notepad.
I also taught Sunday awesome. School out of mine Sunday morning.
Also,
yep. us.
Also the Bible.
Hashtag I love twins. This thing. I think it's amazing.
Speaking good of book, hashtag
Bible.
Twins,
that Bible. That's good.
Speaking of hashtag twins, I learned that me and Dustin have the same middle name.
We do.
What is it, David?
Nope, what? That'd be my first name.
David.
David Neath. Nope, that's not
I wanted weird. To say, Dustin did such a good job Sunday night.
Dude, awesome. Did Cameron get saved?
Miracle of God.
Cameron, did you answer the call
he
to preach?
He preached on what he told us he would preach on in episode 89. Snares. Snails of the Fowler. Snare.
Boom.
No, it was great. He really did a good job. I was proud of him. And Kinsey said she would continue with the marriage.
She would follow through. I think.
Yeah, I did get up and say, she said she wanted to hear him preach, see if he could preach before she married him. I was like, ouch. She hears him preach every week because he does the junior boys.
I think she's coming
kids.
To the house Tuesday. Nikki's doing a Kenzie? Trial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On her.
If there I, okay, I remember the question. I had to look something up. If I said, I love being, how would you answer that?
I love being.
Well, how would you answer that? What would the next part be?
Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's what I was hoping.
100%.
All right.
What does that have to do with
anything? I just thought about it today, and I'm like, I bet David, if I were to say the first few lines, he would know the end.
Oh, 100%.
I was going to say gay.
Ninja Turtles, dude. It's on Paramount. It's on Paramount Plus.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. The whole show. The whole show.
Wow.
Hey, you know why? I had a. At
one of these
yesterday.
Is cinnamon, right?
No,
the Bible again.
They're Jolly Rancher flame.
Look, mm-hmm. You know how in the construction world there is a pair of pliers that's called dykes.
Dykes, yeah.
Why are they called dykes?
I have no idea. That's what they're called.
I'm working this week and there's an electrician working. I'm like, hey Johnny, and he's like a guy in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to call these cutting pliers dykes anymore? And he goes, oh, yeah, no, for sure. I said, do you know why they call them dykes? And he goes, no idea. And I'm like,
I don't
Johnny.
Even know what.
I said, Johnny, let's have a moment here and let's look it up.
Did
and
you
so
look it up?
And the electrician
oh, you looked, it,
looked
up?
It up. Yeah. Dykes are the cutting pliers that are diagonal. Diags. Diags. They're crooked. Dykes. So that, I'm not even sure.
So is that where
straight,
the.
Straight. There's you know, so like in for gender or whatever or so sexual
where,
orientation.
Is that where the slur came from? Is from
dykes.
Or it, so did the nickname for the pliers come before the
yeah,
slur?
They've totally. Been called dykes yeah, forever.
For, yeah,
okay.
I don't. So, but the point is they're crooked cutters. They cut on an angle, and they used to be called diags. And so they just cut, give
so
me the dykes
because they're not straight.
So, it's not straight.
So
crooked.
People who are not straight,
correct.
They're called, that's funny.
So it's just interesting that, and I wasn't trying to like yeah. dunk on anyone. I was just me and John just sitting there reading it. And I'm like, huh.
Well, I gotta be honest, I didn't know that those were pliers were called that. If I was yeah. on a job site and somebody said, "Can you hand me the dykes?" I'd be like, hmm?
"Well, that's I don't." I always called them that, and I've never called them anything else. My
no one's ever called them anything else.
Well, the guy said he called them cutting pliers.
Never heard anyone do that before ever.
So I was
which
like,
politically correct,
and he's been in the work. He's been an electrician forever. But my grandfather called
you know,
nothing but
Cameron.
Dykes.
Cameron runs those liberal job sites.
Okay. Like I don't even
sure,
like,
man.
If someone were to be like, "Hey, whatever can you hand me the diagonal cutting pliers?" I'd be like, "What are you talking about? What do you want?"
Yeah, kill
I'm like, so I mean, some electricians don't even have like straight like straight cutting like straight right. cutters, right. you know. But everyone has dykes.
I've always been known as a straight cutter.
These are.
I'm a straight shooter.
Really amazing.
There you learned something.
I did learn something.
Also, I saw a funny reel this week.
Did you?
And I told this in class tonight.
Oh,
We were talking about tires. How do we get into onto tires?
I don't remember. My so, smooth brain.
I thought this was, it was like a real.
No tread.
And it's like.
I almost called you today, dude.
I'm just going to say it. It's, sure. a, it's a real.
Just to talk.
And you just to talk.
He does that sometimes randomly.
Yep. Just go through but all
he,
our content.
But the thing
tonight.
Is he never calls me. He always FaceTimes through WhatsApp.
Yep.
So if I'm ever getting a call from WhatsApp, I know me. It's Dustin 100%. And every single time he calls me, he's driving in his work vehicle, and he's just like, "Hey," and I was like, "What's up, buddy?
Yeah,
just wanted a call." All right.
I have the utmost confidence that David will probably answer.
I have no confidence that you will ever receive return a text.
That's what they made the call button for. I'm good at that. Hey, I am very good at phone calls.
Anyways, I thought I saw this on Instagram and it was like a cartoon. I thought it was a Pixar movie commercial. It's these four tires, and they all have eyes and mouths or whatever. And they're like, you know, they're four tires that aren't actually attached to a car. Okay. And they're like buddies or whatever. And then you have the fifth tire who's a spare tire. Mm. The fifth tire is trying to fit in, trying to be one. Someday I just want to be one of the four tires. Yeah, you can just see like, it looked like a Pixar type movie, like really good cartoon.
Right.
Really good. And the four tires are like bullying him. Get over here, spare. You're not good for anything. He's like, and someday I just hope to, you know, be a, and he's narrating, someday I'd hope to be a, you know, a real tire, something of use. Is like, but the day never come, and I just became an air pusher, an air, and he was like, showed him in a garage snuffing air, like,
oh my god,
like out of a compressor, and he's like, I was like, oh, and I'm like,
this
that was
took,
my first time, like,
turn.
I was like, this isn't Pixar, and so then he's literally, it goes through this, I went on the trip, went here, I could find no purpose in my life, and the next scene, it shows him sitting on a tree, like sitting on a tree looking out into the sunset, and he has a tear going down his eye, and then it zooms out and you see a tire.
He's a tire swing buddy.
You hear it, you see a tire go dong off onto a rope. He hung himself.
And now he's a tire swing.
And so Dustin in class goes, and the point of that is sometimes you have to kill yourself to be of any use. And I'm like, oh. No.
I did.
I was like, oh gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you guys teaching them kids?
Yep. Valuable life lessons.
Now, granted, if I don't want Dustin to say something stupid, I shan't throw him
yeah,
a
you
line
literally,
like that.
You ollie-ooped him. Underhand softball pitch.
I just thought it was really funny how it was like.
That was the only thought in my brain when he.
Kids are like playing on the swing.
That's so funny. That is really funny, though.
Yeah.
Kids are not built the same these days.
I have a story that I was debating whether or not to tell on the podcast. I think
since we're covering suicide,
well,
this was an embarrassing thing that happened to me today.
Oh no!
Yeah,
see why you didn't want to say it now.
No, but it is kind of funny. But I'm just going to throw this out there, and now it's going to be it's going to be so inevitably
everywhere
we go,
people
are going to bring it up.
Every day I have situations like this where I'm like, better not say that to anyone.
Yeah,
you know,
but then I remember I have a podcast.
Yep. I get about one slip up a week.
Yeah. So
I used to do a lot more, but I'm getting better.
You're so good.
Ever since I was a kid, when I was a young warthog, I had big like wax buildup in my ears to the point where they would like the doctors would have to like flush my ears out. They would like irrigate my ears. They'd hook up like tubes and like jet water into my ears.
Wait, is it called irrigating your ears?
Yeah.
That's what he called it.
It's called that?
Yeah, ear irrigation.
Yeah, you go down to OA Newton and get yourself a.
So it hurts, right? Like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'd be fun.
Naturally, as I got older, I just didn't. We like. When I was a kid, they couldn't really do it because it hurt too much when I was a little kid. Then when I was get older, I just didn't even
walk around going like, huh?
Yes, actually. I vividly remember, my dad says he doesn't remember this, but I vividly remember one time an adult going, what, do you got problems hearing? And my dad went, actually, he does. So,
and you said, what? So, huh? In response to all of that.
Huh? So, Naturally, my entire life, like, everything's been turned up, like, extra loud. Mm-hmm. Whether it be, like, the TV or whatever it is.
Your mic?
Yep. So, yeah, everything has always been, like, to 10. But I never had any major hearing issues. Like, it's not, like, my hearing just, like...
Yeah.
Like, I woke up one day, I was like, oh, no, my eardrum exploded, right? Nothing like that. But I just had not great hearing. So went to the doctor last week, just like an annual checkup thing. And he was like, all right, we're going to take care of this. And I was like, but I can hear fine. Like,
did he put the ear thing in your ear? And he was like, oh my, it looks like a volcano of cheese.
No, see, he was a professional. We're getting somewhere.
A cheese
volcano. He was very professional. And he goes, hey, I'm going to give you this prescription for these ear drops. It should help. And I go, okay. So I start using the eardrops. It mm-hmm. does not help. It actually makes everything way worse.
Uh-huh.
I thought I heard Lord, thunder. Lord. There's thunder. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
So I, it made everything like way, way worse, right? To the point where I couldn't really hear it. For 3 days, it just sounded like I was underwater. Like I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So today I have a follow-up appointment with a different doctor at same place, but it was just like a different doctor. She had an opening. I go in there. So her and the nurse are like, all right, we're going to do this irrigation. Are you ready? And I'm like, dude, why you got to phrase it like that? Don't no. So she gets like the syringe of the solution stuff. She jams the syringe in my ear, like as far as it'll go. And she just, dude, just like, I mean, jets water, dude. It hurt, bro. Like, I thought it was going to come out of my eyeballs. It hurt so bad. Right? Jets me like 3 or 4 times. This is where it gets gross and embarrassing. So then she grabs like the metal rod thing, right? It's got like a hook on it. And she puts it in my ear and she hooks some of the wax out and she pulls it out. I can't see, obviously, because it's in my ears. My eyes are looking forward. Oh man,
it's like a living,
I might cut this out
organism.
Anyway, so she pulls out some wax and she's the most unprofessional lady in the world at that moment, and she just gasps. She's like oh
oh
shit, like, oh
whoops.
And I was like oh no, like this is embarrassing. And then she's like, look at that. And I was like, I don't want to look at it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, like this is a known problem for my whole life, and then I just didn't get it taken care of for 20 years. Like I understand.
As you do.
So this is the nurse. So she
did you take
does
a picture
it.
Of it?
Huh? I did it? Not because she threw it in a jar.
Oh.
No, she threw it all away and stuff before
put
I
put it in a little jar and put it in your right hand. You look at it.
Hey, let me get a real quick picture of that.
I could have.
And we could have posted it.
Or a jar.
It was gross.
How big was it?
It was big. It was bigger than, let me put it to you this way. I didn't know my ear canal was that big.
Hmm. Okay, so let's think. Cap of a bottle.
Not that thick. Not that wide. Like, it was probably half the cap. And then it was probably...
how many jelly beans?
Like, length?
Length and girth.
Oh man!
Yeah, dude. Recreate with jelly beans. I like your.
It was probably, all right. So it was probably like 3 jelly beans long.
Oh, like not ew. Side by side, long.
Yeah, like long,
elongated,
and then maybe like a jelly bean and a half.
Are
wide.
You serious?
So basically, stop making that face.
I just don't understand. Give me some more jelly beans. So it was this long.
Wow,
hard to
eat these jelly beans afterwards.
3 long like that.
Huh?
That was like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so put them sideways and see how many we can get sideways to make that length. And then we will do that width.
So, okay, so width was probably like 1 jelly bean. Was like okay, 1
so
jelly bean
like
that. It
takes 4 jelly beans. It takes 5 jelly beans to get the... So that is the monstrosity that came out of your ear.
Well, no, it was probably... It's probably like that. That right there.
So 9 jelly beans, everybody.
No, it's not. No way. But no, so then she calls the doctor in.
He says we gotta put something back in this hole. He's gonna bleed out.
Well, so it's like a different. It's a different doctor.
He's just plugging his brain.
And so they did my right ear. Then they go to do the left ear, and she's like, I guess
you can eat all of this.
I'm going to.
I don't want to.
She's like, I'm guessing my left ear was just super deep.
Yeah.
So this one was, it was like all like, it wasn't deep in the canal, so it was easy to get out. This one was like packed deep. So they finally got it out, and even the doctor was like, oh, and I was like,
don't say that.
Really, what are we doing here?
How often? It's like, what, you guys don't see people come in after 20 years with a known problem?
I was going to say, the way they reacted sounded as if I set some kind of office record.
They should have got that on video, just like Pimple Popper.
Yeah. There's this bit from a comedian.
I bet you on the tubes.
On the tubes?
On the ear tubes.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a whole thing of people pulling
no doubt
monstrosities out of people's
heads. Probably way bigger than
that. Don't want to know about that.
Now, but then today, I had to go throughout everything in my life and turn the volume down on things.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was like, oh, man, now I can hear. So, but no. This,
hear that?
I did. I'd heard it.
You heard it really good. So, wow. He's like super,
that's,
man.
Let's heckle him for about 10 seconds.
Go. Okay. Do it.
Tell me.
Better be funny.
Stupid. Now you can hear all the mean things we've been saying about you.
Yeah.
In front of
all
you.
All the stuff I've been not, saying about you in front
not
of your
even
face.
Behind your back.
You with a,
you with limp, a, with you a limp noodle.
You, you
dork.
Soggy waffle.
You deaf man.
Oh, got me. Cut me deep.
What was that? Saw you all. Right,
10 seconds up. So, so like I said, it was like an issue from like when I was a kid. And then we were more active about it when I was a kid. And then when I got older, I was just like, I'm not going to doctors anymore because I feel like every,
so what made you go this time?
So now with my new job with, I have to get a checkup once a year for them to sure give me insurance. Still,
yeah. It's part of their senior citizen program.
You can still locate lines because you got to be in super good health.
It's just like a thing. Like
there's a physical fitness test.
I think it's one of those things where like they don't want to give me insurance if I'm not taking care
of
myself.
Right, yeah,
so,
and the ear thing would definitely been one of those.
Well, you got to hear the cars coming before you get flattened.
Just walking across the street, doesn't know.
Yeah, so that's an embarrassing thing that happened to me today.
It's
is
not
I
that
had an office. Wow. I had an office of doctors, fully shocked. Like you're a doctor, you see some things,
and but not four jelly beans wide, four jelly beans.
Yeah. It was, that's not, you're
20
making
years
it sound
into
like
the doctor's career.
Guys,
you're shocking them. That's impressive.
Get jelly beans. Turn them like long, like
Jolly Rancher jelly beans.
Line them up. And then turn them sideways, five of them. That's the
it was
size
not
of the
five.
Thing.
This man,
it was nearly five that came out of this guy's brain.
I'm not eating the green ones.
Just three jelly beans, which is a lot. I understand that's a lot.
Kayla, 5x5 jelly bean size gook came out of his ear
today.
That's what the doctor
said. Like
that's literally
Wilson.
What the doctor said.
Oh wow!
And since you're here, could you get me a water?
Wow. She said it like Owen Wilson. Wow.
That's going to be a really good story.
Have you seen the guy that does the impersonations of Owen Wilson doing different roles? It's so funny.
I think I have. I'm not sure.
We have some emails.
What are you talking to your wife?
No. Hey, honey, we have some emails. Here we go. Let me get these emails. Not to be an abrupt stop, but...
David, so with line locating...
shame him.
I'm not.
Shame him.
So with your, like, how would that work? Like, if I wanted to, if I, huh? No. Like, so if I wanted to dig in my backyard, could I call you and have you come out and tell me where stuff was? Or how does that work?
So
explain this to me.
I could, but it wouldn't be like illegal. Like, if you call 811,
mm-hmm.
and you put a ticket in,
mm-hmm.
anybody, like, and you'll be like, this is the address of where I want to dig.
Yep.
What they'll do is 811 will look at everybody who claims they have utilities in that location,
mm-hmm.
which would probably, if it's your personal Kayla, yard, it's probably like
it's charge, honey. Come
Delmarva Power.
Meet Chesapeake, Delmarva Power.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so what they'll do is they'll create a ticket, which will then go to the locators of Chesapeake and Delmarva Power, and they'll be like, oh, this guy wants to dig in his backyard, but Delmarva Power is feeding electricity to his house, so let's just go mark out that electric line for him.
Okay, you want to hear a nice comment?
If you just called somebody and was like, come locate this yard, and they miss something, then you're still getting a fine because it wasn't a legal ticket.
Okay. So you're like contracted out then, I guess, through other
our company,
agencies.
Yeah, our company's got a contract with DelDOT.
The Cam and K episode.
Chesapeake.
Someone said, love this episode. We need more episodes with K involved.
Who said that? Who said that?
Amanda.
Amanda who?
That's it.
All right. Amanda, you're dumb. I'm joking. Kayla, your episode was great.
What?
Someone said, I think Kayla, someone else said, I think Kayla should just replace Harrison. I mean, Harrison is a woman man, but he is never there anyway, so.
A woman man?
A W man. But he is never there. I think Kayla should replace Harrison.
It means something very different than woman man.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I have to keep control of my house, and if I let her have too much outside influence, it's going to backfire.
It'll ruin her. Have you talked
about your topic yet? Cults? Yeah. Speaking of a cult,
she got you very good.
Ouch!
Short.
Zingers. Although
she's,
I will say this,
to get on.
I will say this. She took a jab at me at the end of your guys' episode, and I did notice it. What did I say? You guys were talking about how little I am, and that I would get beat up by 12-year-olds.
Yeah, she
said that.
I said you're a little little.
She said it.
Oh. I said you're a little little, and she said,
"I'm sorry." I will. No, I let it slide because it was late, and you guys are clearly delusional. What are you doing?
Your horse and David's whatever, lion or whatever.
Tiger. Avid listener, I see.
I was, and then I had a child.
Yeah.
So I have not used. You want to know what's funny? Yesterday or the day before, I thought.
I can't find it. I just thought I could find it real quick. It was in that thing. Let's see. Dustin,
are there more?
This yes. is for you, and we want to respond publicly to this.
Okay,
I was going to respond to this.
This is hate mail, then, isn't it?
Sort of. All right, so
he said sort of. How can you sort of send hate mail?
So
how can you?
You tell me if this is love mail.
It's not love mail.
Okay,
if is he's it talking about mail? It's hate
so,
mail. Tell me.
I put this post on Instagram, which thank you for interacting with it. I appreciate it.
Did I?
No. Episode 89 came out earlier this week. Give it a listen. And we had a very special guest. It was the one with, there's the post. Yep. David.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Is this an email from someone I know?
It's not an email. It's a comment. Comment. Someone said, oh, cute little dude. Now, Dustin's not the shortest guy on the cast.
Who said that?
Okay. So.
What?
So, I have never.
Who said that?
Hold up.
Hey, short.
Are you shorter than David?
Man. I'm 5'9". How tall are you?
I'm taller than 5'9".
All right.
5'9"'s not short. I've never. It's not short. I have never thought.
What's the average?
Average, the average is 5'9". Yes.
We flicked this up. Yeah, you're an
that's
average.
That's my dad's
guy.
Size.
You're basic.
No. Anyway,
like you know when you're creating a character in a video game and it's the default character.
Yeah, you don't adjust anything.
It's you.
You play Madden and you make your own character and you don't make him strong or anything.
Dustin, you have beautiful biceps and great quads.
Yes.
You tell me to shut up.
I did.
Look, but here's the guy who said it, Aaron Black.
Who is also 5'6".
He's shorter than Dustin.
Yeah.
How tall is Aaron Black?
I don't know. I think he's shorter than me. I might be wrong.
He's going to reply.
He will reply something.
I'm 5'10". Or, you know,
yeah, short kings.
But
I remember being in high school. Everyone would say they were 6 foot in high school. And I'm like, we're eye level. There's no way you're 6 feet tall.
I was going to respond, but I didn't because
I had like four different things written, and I was going to be like, imagine if you were on the cast, you'd just beat Kaysen out, you know, or something like
that. I thought it was going to be something along the lines of when Kaysen,
I thought it was going to be Aaron made the Black noises. And Tyler Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, when Kaysen made the noises of, I thought he was going to be like, oh, look, him and Dustin are having a conversation.
Yeah. I knew what he said.
So,
have you seen that video of the child in the snow going,
negative, you have not asked.
So my point was, I did not think, I've never thought you were short, Dustin. So that was kind of like, what are we talking about? Because it's not like a thing that's, I mean, he's not short. Short is below, is like five.
Probably 5'7"
I would say you're short.
Well, I mean, if average is 5'9"
yeah,
I would say 5'7" is short.
Anyways.
For a guy, for sure.
So, pound sand, Aaron.
Why is he making that face?
That was your son.
And by the way, yes. Aaron, when you send in your 5'10", I know you're going to have your boots on.
Oh, man.
Things are getting spicy in
take
here.
Take the boots off.
I mean, it was a funny comment from Aaron Black, though.
That was good. That was very props, that was
solid
clever.
Joke.
I don't think so.
No, that's a funny joke.
That was pretty good.
Offended me for Dustin.
It's a funny joke. Now,
it's not funny. It's out of pocket, out of nowhere, and he's not actually short.
I mean, I would make that joke.
No, that's stupid.
It's a funny joke.
It's something that a short person would say to account for his shortness.
I love how he said it was a funny joke and you're offended.
Well,
and
he
then
has
you
to say it's a funny joke.
It's a funny joke.
They're going to think, oh, I actually got him.
It's a funny joke.
I got you.
I don't know what's going on.
It's a funny joke.
Cry, dang it.
It's a funny joke.
Branch Davidians.
All right.
What?
Do you know what this is?
I don't know what you just said.
Branch Davidians. Branch Davidians. There's a whole group of people that are going to know exactly what that means.
I'm not in that group.
Well, they're going to make fun of you in the next email.
I don't know.
That's fine. I'm taller than 5'6", so.
Well, we'll get into it.
Okay. All right. It's like we have a podcast or something to talk about these things. Kayla knows
what I'm talking about, right?
Are you a Branch Davidian?
No, it's... She has Google.
Oh, she Googled it. That's cheating. Mm. Do I have any other emails?
Dude, you'll find out about it in like 10 minutes whenever we do this.
Any other emails?
No.
We're going to get into the topic of the day.
Let's do it.
Topic of the show. Tots, tots, tots.
Cults.
Okay, if you want to hop on here, you definitely can.
That's why.
Because you have personal knowledge of cults, right?
From Cam.
You grew up in one?
My dad thinks I'm in one.
Okay.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
Mr. Stability.
Yeah. Look, when you leave six churches, you learn a lot.
See, that's meaner than what Aaron Black said, and you laugh.
But that's true.
It is true.
That's what makes it a joke.
Truth makes a joke funny.
Branch Davidians were the Waco cult.
Or hurtful.
That's why I said it.
Did you say or hurtful?
Or hurtful.
Waco. Do you know what I'm talking about? Waco?
Waco, Texas?
Yeah, the Branch Davidians, that was a cult. What was the name of him?
Were those the people that they like lived out on like a
compound? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
does your dad think we're a cult?
I don't know. Apparently, he went on a rant to my aunt. Not.
Is it the King James issue?
I'm sure that's tried in there somewhere.
Yeah, I've been called a cult member because of that.
Yeah, I don't know why that. If any, like,
you which is funny some, because I grew up being taught that right. that was the best version. We didn't use it.
Okay, so
I love the concept of people being like, this is the best version. We're not going to use it, but it's the best one.
That's what I was taught, you know?
That's so funny.
But what's weird is you can hold to any belief in Christianity
mm-hmm.
and not be a cult.
But it's that one. It's like,
but you hold to that. So it's like, I believe Jesus rose from the dead. I believe Jesus is the one, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a cult. Well, I believe the King James Bible. We use the King James Bible. Well, you're a cult.
Yep.
I don't understand what makes one thing.
It's not. It's just, what's the word? Well, one is anecdotal. And two.
Whoa, what's that mean?
It's like, something that only the accuser, can prove. Because it's not based on any actual
no
provable fact. Yeah.
All right. That's good. We're learning things today.
We're an educational
podcast.
We're
learning about tires. We're learning about dikes.
The pliers.
And we're learning about...
The pliers. The pliers.
Now we're going to learn about the real deal.
Antidotals.
Anecdotal.
Antidotals.
Accidentals.
You should have seen me trying to write lilies in class tonight.
That was funny.
I was like, there's a girl named Lily. They're writing prayer requests on the board. I was like, Lily's SATs. Lily, not L-I-L-L-I-E-S. I'm like, okay, it's one L. Okay. And then I put L-I-L-Y.
At what point?
No.
At what point did you turn around and be like, God knows who's praying the prayer?
So then I erased everything and wrote Lily.
Anecdotal. Anecdotal means based on or consisting of reports or observations of usually unscientific observers.
All right, well.
So something only an observer themselves could prove, but no one else.
Yeah. There's kids in the church who their mom calls us a cult because we take the kids out. Door knocking and like passing out tracks and stuff.
Is that?
I didn't know that was a who.
I don't know if that's cultish behavior.
Two brothers.
Isn't gotcha. Isn't
yeah? I forgot she was a little. Whew.
Yeah,
I don't know. I might be wrong about this, but aren't cults like usually
trying to keep people in?
Yep.
Like yeah. Like,
yeah, you're not really allowed to leave.
Yeah, like or not. I don't mean that. I mean like nobody. I mean, as far as
well
cults go, I don't think I've had any cult leaders knocking on my door and be like, you want to join our cult?
It just depends on if you'd consider the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witness a cult or not.
I don't know if I would consider them a cult as much as a false
religion. I would say Mormons, definitely. And Jehovah's Witness, maybe some of them. The Mormons, like, run Utah. A system of religious
veneration and devotion.
You can't do anything without approval from the Mormon church.
Figure or object.
What?
A relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister. That seems like it's
typically
not.
Typically isn't a cult like one of the defining factors of a cult is that everybody's following like a man.
Yeah, here it is.
Yes.
A cult is an organization group whose purpose is to dominate cult members through psychological manipulation and pressure strategies. Cults
Guys,
are usually
are we a cult?
Headed
our podcast.
Dude, are we a cult?
No.
Cults are usually headed by a powerful leader who isolates members from the rest of society. Some individuals who join cults remain for lifelong. What is a cult? 10 warning signs. Let's see.
There's at some points people are gonna be looking at our logo and breaking it down and being so, like,
number one.
Well, I love how they said isolates from society when
we're going out into society.
I was about
society.
To say the fundamental like the Great Commission is to go into the world and preach
into
the gospel.
World and preach the gospel.
So it's like we're not keeping anybody from society at all.
Yeah, here it is.
Did you know that me giving you a little pamphlet is the most forceful? I don't even know. Like that's funny because like
paper
I mean people
cuts,
will talk about like the Jehovah's Witness or whatever and like and then and the way they do it's really weird.
Okay,
but
number one, here's what an absolute authoritarian. Absolute authoritarianism without accountability, which I can see.
Emphasis
I can
tism.
See how some churches would have that. Zero tolerance for criticism or questions. Lack of meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget. Unreasonable fears about the outside world that often involve evil conspiracies and persecutions. A belief that former followers are always wrong for leaving and there is never a legitimate reason for anyone to leave. Abuse of members, physical and mental records. Records, books, articles, or programs documenting the abuses of the leader or the group. So Catholics. followers.
Just sounds like a Tuesday to me.
Followers feeling they are never able to be good enough. A belief that leader is right at all times. A belief that leader is an exclusive means of knowing truth or giving validation.
I mean, that does sound.
I don't think cults usually have a podcast either.
We're not in question, buddy.
I know.
It's the one person that has an exclusive means to information.
Yeah, that's the exact opposite of what the Bible is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is
that
it,
like,
isn't
like when your pastor
the
says
the golden tablets is that's what we're going to talk about like
yeah.
Is that I mean
definitely.
Maybe I'm convinced now.
Well, and the whole thing is weird because he had him written down the first time. And they were like, "Well, prove it's from
Joseph
God.
Smith."
Yeah. And prove it's from God. And he's like, okay. Goes back and he's like, well, God gave me something different. I'm like, well, that's what a toddler would say. Like, this is, you know.
Yeah, that's
just the weirdest thing ever.
We were, Mormons are cults for sure.
I think they are. I think Jehovah's Witnesses too. There's not a single window in their building. It's just weird.
This is good. I actually just saw this. Check this out.
Your electric bill must be crazy.
Essentially praying a prayer. Guys, our sense, he's saying that you believe that Joseph Smith is a true prophet by essentially praying a prayer and the Holy Spirit revealing it to you. But let me ask you a question. If I came to you right now and said, I prayed a prayer and God said that I can have sex with my wife, have sex with this woman before marriage, what would you say?
I would say that God will not give you a revelation that is contrary to his will or commandments. So that would be.
And what would you point to? You would point back to his word.
Scriptures.
And so that this is one thing I'm trying to reconcile. When I come to you about any claim about regarding sin, righteousness, the way you judge that claim is by pointing back to the word of God. But you guys aren't taught to know if Joseph Smith is a true prophet by the same measure. You're told it's prayer. And the Bible in Deuteronomy tells us that that's not the way we judge a prophet. The Bible tells us that if a prophet proclaims to be a man or a woman, a prophet of God, and makes a prophecy, and that prophecy does not come to pass, not to fear him. The Bible also tells us that if a prophet claims to speak on behalf of God, but he leads you after other gods, he is not a prophet. The way we should judge a prophet is by looking at the word of God, not praying a prayer, because I can pray a prayer. And the Bible says that our hearts are deceitful. You guys are since
he's
saying
has a ton of stuff where he just sits down with these people.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like they have no, and these guys always respond, it's just something that has to happen in your heart and mind. And there's no,
that doesn't mean
the Book of Mormon is the most contradictory book in all everything. Like, it's insane how contradictory that is. And Joseph Smith was an absolute.
Well, because it was written by one man.
Is it still going, Kai?
Is it?
It's dead?
She still said going? Yes.
I suppose that was the most drawn out
I'm just trying to get
affirmative I've ever.
She's trying to what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she wants candy.
Trying to get some jet beans. You can sit down, huh? Have a conversation with us. Yeah, give you a mic. Hook up a mic for
as a former old Mormon yourself.
Recover a Mormon.
What is that?
My handlebar. I have no idea.
What is it?
Why do Mormons have so much money?
Oh. What did you say?
Why do they have so much money?
The Mormons?
Because they run Utah.
Yeah. They like Utah, own a state.
There's a ton of money.
Have you ever seen that? There was like a full-on show called
Sister Wives.
Yep. And I saw an episode of it and went, this is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
And a lot of them are like, well, we don't really practice that today. But there's still a good bit of people that do.
The guy had a compound on the show. There's like it was like TLC?
Yep.
Yeah. They do all those weird shows.
They do.
He had a compound, and he had five wives and children with each of the wives. They all lived on the compound, and he would just spend different days
with the different wives.
With the different wives. And then he, the one episode I saw, right, because I only watched one episode and was like, dude, this is creepy. This is weird.
Yep.
They went on like a family vacation
with a bus.
They all drove to like a campground.
And one more water, okay.
And basically, like, they were all, and like, obviously, the wives are like, this wife doesn't like that wife. And he's just like, I just wish like my whole family could, you know, get along and da 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 da. And I'm like,
well,
what did you think was going to happen? Like, it was weird, man.
I can't believe that many people just agree to it. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Abraham. Dude, yeah, and everything went smooth.
Yeah, that went great.
Sailing for him.
It's funny that people point to that and be like, what about, you know, Adam, what about David? What about Solomon? What about...
She was a problem.
Yep. I can't see... They just act like because it's in the Bible that therefore it's that it was like okayed. I'm like, no, they definitely had a lot of issues with the decisions they made.
So, man, it's just so... So do like Mormon preachers have more than one wife?
I don't know.
No. It's illegal, technically. So if they do, it's on the down low.
But even if it's on the down low, how do they justify a husband with one wife?
I don't know.
They don't believe the Bible.
Oh.
The Book of Mormon only has certain passages that got like Isaiah in it.
I don't think I've read the entirety of the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon, I've not read any. Well, I've read when I taught a class on it.
I read it every day.
It's called Another Testament is what it's called.
Yeah. Another Testament.
I stole one from the hotel we were at.
So the Mormons think that
that way no one had to read it.
Once the New Testament ended, that
New Testament New, part two.
Joseph Smith came about, and what he basically, whatever he taught, what the New Testament was written for that time period. So they're dispensationalists for sure. They taught whatever Jesus taught, the disciples taught, was up until the point of Joseph Smith. And Joseph Smith is what we are to follow, as you do. Like, it's obvious.
Oh, yep.
And Joseph Smith was a whoremonger.
I mean, it tracks.
I think he was with around 100 women.
If I were to make a religion, I would say that everybody has to play basketball at least once a week.
Yeah. For those went out in the woods
in what
and year? Found like, golden tablets.
Where was this?
From Angels.
Directed him to.
Was it New York or New Hampshire or something like that where he found the tablets?
Did he flee to Missouri and then Utah? Yeah.
You don't say.
Missouri was the place.
Joseph Smith found the golden plates in Manchester, New York.
Okay.
On a hill named Cumorah. That's where he discovered the golden plates, which contained the writings of the Book of Mormon. Smith wrote, on the west side of this hill, not far from the top, under a stone of considerable size, lay the plates deposited in a stone box. This is another thing. Didn't Joseph Smith attend the Second Great Awakening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So from my understanding, Joseph Smith went to the Second Great Awakening, got like stirred up. Whether for the right reasons or wrong reasons, I cannot tell. But he attended like the Second Great Awakening and then claimed that he found these golden plates.
The thing about Joseph Smith was he had these golden tablets and he wrote down, like, he hid the tablets. And then he told that everyone, like when they said, let us see him, he's like, oh, no one can see him.
Yeah.
No one can see these tablets. And so he's like, everyone's like, oh, he said, they're invisible. Only I can see them.
I was going to say that. How does he know?
This is gold? Literally like playing like a
and
game
then
of the toddler.
Then he said, he wrote some stuff down, destroyed it, and then rewrote it down. It was completely opposite, and his wife was like, that's totally not what you wrote down the first time.
So he got a second wife. So he was like, all right, I'm going to get a woman that does support me.
But it was like, that's not what it was at all. Because he wrote down out of the Book of Mormon what he got from the tablets.
Now,
and I guess the first copy got destroyed or something, and he went to go write it again, and it wasn't at all. Here's how many wives he had.
I mean, all tracks. I feel like.
Ready? One. Wife's plural maiden names. He was Emma Hale Smith. He was married to. He was married to Lucia Beeman, someone else's wife. Zena Dianetha Huntington.
What?
Prasada Lathrop Huntington. Agnes Moulton Smith. Sylvia Porter Lyon. Mary Elizabeth Rollins, Patty Bartlett, Marina Nancy, Elizabeth Davis, Sarah Marietta, Delisna Johnson.
So he's married to a lot of women.
Eliza Roxy, Sarah Ann Whitney, Martha McBride, Emily Dow Partridge, Eliza Maria, Almira Woodward Johnson.
Wait, come back up.
And most of these women, he would...
Now, those aren't even all the names. Those are just the ones that had pictures next to them.
Yeah, no, there's Maria Lawrence. So what he would do is he would go to these... after his following was growing, he would tell the men, God wants your wife to be with me. That's what he would do. And they would just say, yeah, okay, here.
Oh, man.
And to be honest, all these women are pretty haggardly.
I was just listening to you read that list, and I'm glad that we don't name people those names anymore.
This lady, Rhoda Richards, was one of his wives. She was a first cousin of Brigham Young, whom she married after Smith's death.
Mm.
So, but look at her.
And now they're good at basketball.
So look at her.
She looks... She looks terrifying.
Why did he steal her?
It's like if Albert Einstein did drugs. Dude, did you see that picture?
No, go back.
This is Brigham Young's wife.
Dude, that is a call. Yeah, that's a call between Hitler and Einstein.
No, she looks like if a Gerber baby just got bigger, but never grew up. Do you know what I mean?
That was grown in a lab by the Germans.
There's so many. In the spring of 1844, plural marriage was introduced to me by my parents from Joseph Smith, asking their consent and a request to me to be his wife. Every single one of these has an explanation, like beside of like whose wife she was and how she became Joseph Smith.
Wow,
how many kids?
Now, Dustin, I know Dustin spent like the first 15 minutes of this episode writing down things, and I imagine it's about the Mormons, or is it in cults in general?
No, it was a different one, the Branch Davidians. That was the word I said earlier. That was the Waco, Texas thing.
Which is a legitimate full-blown...
That was super full-blown cult, which is interesting, because it didn't...
He had 40 wives.
Wow.
He was a walking
David. It's interesting
David.
That a lot of the cults kind of have the same thing.
Only 9 kids.
There's always 2 books.
He got started late, I guess. I don't know. All the
math.
Women he had was old, I guess.
Whoa.
That's weird.
Oh.
What?
That's so weird, dude.
I don't want to, yeah.
How big was Joseph Smith's house?
Huge.
I mean...
cults typically have 2 books. A lot, if they're like Christian based, they'll have the Bible, but then there's another book that they push more. They think is like, you know, what the, you know,
it's
the
like
new Bible.
Our Pilgrim's Progress.
Well, no,
right. Bible. So it's like the Bible and then the stay Pilgrim's in the Progress. Castle. Yeah. it's,
oh my gosh. Well,
was that not your branch? Was that not? It wasn't
getting,
stay in the castle. It was
canceled today. Or next Monday.
Oh,
think it's the Pilgrim's Progress, second greatest book selling book of all time.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah. Yep. After
the
Bible. Yep.
So it kind of is. That's kind
of the first one. Isn't there 2 parts of it? There's a second Pilgrim's Progress, is there not?
I mean, there's like part 2, but I think it's just incorporated with the same.
I mean,
the part 2 is when the wife and takes the kids.
Yeah, because my uncle for Christmas years ago got
Joseph
me
Smith's
like
house,
a collection.
The founder
of
the Latter-day Saints, Smith used this house as a personal home, a public boarding house, a hotel, and this is a site for performance of temple ordinances. The guy had a hotel.
Wow.
That's all his wives.
Dude. How did they get so much money though? Like
a bunch of guilt-ridden people who have to give all their money to the Lord to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I need to change the way I preach.
You do.
For the wives or the money?
The money.
He's got enough problems.
Yeah, the money.
I got enough with the one.
I need the money. I made a joke a couple weeks ago because somebody said something about somebody was like, you can't lose your salvation, and I was like, but man, if you preached it, people would start living right.
We weren't necessarily trying to talk about just Mormons, but we can just do individual topics. I didn't like prepare for Mormons. I was just going to talk.
I was going to talk about cult. I had
cults
stuff
in
on
general.
The,
Go ahead, read
the
that
Waco
list.
So this is just from, this is just stuff I wrote down from the branch. The Branch Davidians were the name of the people that had the cult in Waco, Texas. If you don't know, the guy that started it was Victor Halteff. He was their founder. He left the Seventh-day Adventist Church because he didn't think that Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're weird. I'm going to church on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But they don't believe in hell. They don't think it's like it's literal hell.
Right.
They think it's a separation from God.
From Gid.
From Jod.
There's a lot of people believe that.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
It's, yeah. Like a lot of people believe that.
Yeah.
You said God.
Because there's guys,
I just saw a thing. It said,
is it
what are your credentials? It goes, well, I did 4 years at Yale. And the guy's like, really? You're hired? He goes, oh man, that's awesome. I needed this job so bad. I needed this job so bad.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yale. Yeah.
You said Yale. Can't pronounce why.
There's this meme that says, when people pronounce it GIF instead of GIF, and underneath it, it's puppet, and it says, every day we stray further from Jod.
Bro, do you say GIF or GIF?
GIF.
You say GIF?
Yeah.
Because you're a sane individual.
Well, because we've already had this conversation. I say GIF, you guys say GIF. I'm an insane person. Read the list.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm glad we could get
He left the Seventh-day Adventist Church because he thought the Messiah was still to come. He didn't think that what they were teaching was correct, that Jesus Christ is Messiah. Well, so he bought a compound. He called it Mount Carmel.
Wait a minute. He's bought
super
a
Jewish.
Compound.
He bought a compound.
How do you just go?
It's Texas, bro. I don't know.
How do you get in the market for compounds?
He might have taken it. I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to up my realtor and say,
there was.
What is a? How do I get a compound?
There, I mean, you can buy big plots of land. There was a.
Not anymore. You can't.
No. Well, look. When I was in high school, just for fun, I was looking at like the largest plots of land you could buy in America. There's this enormous. It was 50 square miles you could buy in Utah. It had a whole mountain on it, probably where one of these cults was.
No doubt.
It was like $43 million, which is a lot of money. But I'm like, for 50 square, that's a county. You can buy a whole county for $40 million.
It keeps trying to change the compound, Bo.
All right, anyway, continue with your divine branches.
Called it Mount Carmel, and he thought it was going to be the center of the new kingdom after the end of the world.
Mm.
Okay. Obviously everyone had to stay in this compound. You weren't really allowed to leave. It was like this own, like, self-sustaining whatever.
They thought Missouri was going to be that, the Mormons.
Yep.
And they got run out of Missouri. Was it Missouri or Illinois?
They were both. They got ran out of both, and then they got to Utah. No one was living there, they kind of took it over. Halteff died in 1955. His successor was Benjamin Rodin.
Who is this guy? Is this
This is the Branch Davidians in Waco. He was their successor. That's when they started calling themselves the Branch Davidians. Vernon Howell changed his name to David Koresh. He joined in 1981. That's the guy that thought he was the Messiah, or the coming Messiah.
How do you?
And because of that, he fathered many of the children. There were many children there, and the thing was like everyone had to let their wives, you know,
right?
Yeah,
seems to be a common thing.
It's cults. Yeah, well, because look, all these cults, their version of heaven's all the same. Mm-hmm. You all get your own planet. There's something about fancy underwear.
Right.
There's like all the like, and there's all of them
Muslims. Yeah. All the wives after. It's like really
yes. It's all the same. Well, I think the Mormons are like that. The Jehovah's Witnesses are like that. The Islamists, it's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny that the left will call Christians like cultist, but not Islamist.
Right.
Like, it's definitely more culty.
Right.
Anyway, that being said, there was a big tiff with that because a lot of the women that he, you know, had relations with, they were underage. But the government didn't really care about that. They got involved. The government only stuck their nose in it when they heard they were stockpiling weapons.
Now, what time frame was this?
This was in the 90s, early 90s.
Oh.
So,
he was doing this whole
it lasted
give me your wife thing in the 90s.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, so it started in 1930. and ended in the mid. Well, there's still Branch Davidians that are around, but this place ended
still can
in 1993. Anyway, so that's a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and I feel like
so this is and they had a whole documentary on this, and I'll find some pictures of what I'm talking about before. So the government got involved when they found they were stockpiling weapons, and what the exchange initially was with between the ATF and the Waco people, the Branch Davidians.
Mm-hmm.
ATF comes, they're like, you got to let us in. They're like, well, you don't have a warrant, and we're not doing anything to anybody. We have all these weapons here for self-defense. And the ATF is like going back, and eventually it broke out, and the ATF was trying, like, tried raiding the compound, and then the Branch Davidians fought the ATF off, and the ATF got mad and poopy about it. So then the FBI got involved, and they essentially just leveled the place. And, like, some of the reports will say no one really knows how it happened, how the fire started. Like, well, we know how it started. Like, you don't have to be a rocket scientist right. to know who set the Branch Davidian compound on fire.
Right.
Anyway,
they probably just nuked it.
I'm not in favor of the cult, but I don't have an issue with anyone in America owning whatever they want if that hurting anyone else.
Right.
You know, the big tiff.
I think everyone should be able to, summon other men's wives.
I don't know, but I'm not.
I'm just joking.
But that and because the ATF was trying to play the victim on this. But after they leveled the whole compound and killed everyone except for like 11 people, they posed and took pictures on top of the bones of the dead people. Shit, women and children.
When was this?
1993.
Yeah, it's pretty much got covered up.
Dude, I was alive.
Waco ATF pictures.
I have notes on another.
Now, didn't
cult
the other thing happen in Waco? The Jones, Jim Jones. Didn't that happen?
That was a separate thing.
But I thought that was in Waco.
Waco, it's a place where crazy people go.
We have a church out there that we David Tantanella.
Yeah.
John Tantanella.
Did they start a cult? That seems to be where you go to start a cult.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I have notes on another cult. Although it's not nearly as serious as Dustin's.
Yeah, so this is after the raid. They posed on top of the rubble on the dead bodies of the people that died in the building and took like cool guy pictures of each other.
I mean, when in Rome, you know what I mean?
So
when in Waco.
People were like, so they made this Waco documentary and they're all like, it was just this horrible thing. But like, no, you guys, you're the ATF is no one's friend. They're just there because the government wanted to collect tax revenue off of anything they can regulate.
So really, the government is the problem. Government, America is a cult.
Well.
Well.
Democrats.
Do you guys want to hear about the,
this is a good one.
Do you guys want to hear about the Loyal Order of the Moose?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I really do. Tell me right now.
What's the difference between the Moose Lodge and the Elk Lodge?
Antlers.
Yep. Location.
I'm serious. I'm not.
I really don't know. The only reason I know anything about the Moose Lodge is because Nikki and I were driving to Solid Rock last year for the
Summit.
Yep, moose meeting.
And we drove past a Moose Lodge, mm-hmm. and I was like, what is the Moose Lodge? Like, I don't know anything about this place.
Yeah.
So me and Nikki just ended up Googling a ton of stuff about the Moose Lodge mm-hmm. on the way to the Summit. Now, the Loyal Order of the Moose, which is so funny.
Very weird.
It is so funny. The Loyal Order of the Moose was founded in 1888 in Kentucky by five men who wanted a fraternal organization combining ritual and social activity. The name Moose was chosen because of the animal's size, strength, and devotion to protecting its family. So that's why it's the Moose Lodge. Mm-hmm. It's just because they liked moose.
Run in there. Hurry. Get
Now, the Moose Lodge does do some charity work. and have backed off on their ritualistic stuff as time has gone on. They claim to have 1.9 million members across the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain. So they branch out.
Yeah.
They branch out quite a bit. They used to be very racist.
as you are.
Only white people were allowed to join. The Loyal Order of the Moose.
Yeah.
It's just so fun to say the Loyal Order
of the Racist Moose.
Yeah. In 1972, a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives was invited as a guest, and they wouldn't give him food because he was black. So,
what?
Yeah. So, like,
he
got invited to the Moose Lodge as a guest for like a event, and they wouldn't give him food. Like, they refused to serve him. So, but he was like he was part of the House of Representatives. So, like, he brought like the hammer down on him. And then in 1994, another guy was denied membership because of the color of his skin. So that charter got revoked. So they're now no longer a racist organization, which I guess it's easy to erase the fact that you started out as a racist organization if nobody really knows what you do or who you are. Now this is where you get into the compound stuff.
Oh, that's so funny.
This is where you get into the compound stuff. Because all cults lead to a compound. All cults lead to a compound.
They do.
So they opened a school called Mooseheart.
No, no. Like Braveheart?
Mooseheart. They opened a school called Mooseheart in Illinois, it's which like eventually grew into a small village.
Oh.
Of course.
As cults do.
And the headquarters of what they call LOOM, which is just short for the Loyal Order of the Moose, because that's fun to say. As well as a group called the Women of the Moose, is located in Mooseheart.
Is this a town now?
Yep, it's in Illinois, and they opened a retirement center called Moose Haven. All right, this is the weirdest thing that I think that I found that they still do. To this day, they still do it. They have what they call the 9 o'clock ceremony. And it's where at 9 o'clock PM, everybody stands up. They face Mooseheart. They bow their heads, fold their arms, and repeat the silent prayer. Let the little children come unto me. Do not keep them away, for they are like the kingdom of heaven. God bless Mooseheart. They do that at 9 o'clock PM. So like, thong, right? The bell hits. Mm-hmm. Everybody stands up, faces Mooseheart, bows their head, folds their arms, and they repeat that little prayer about bringing kids to them.
Mm-hmm. And people get saved.
Like, that's weird, bro. But let the little children come to us. Do not keep them away.
There's people in our church who are still members of the Moose.
Really? Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, the Moose Lodge got into quite a bit of trouble in 1913 because two men, Donald Kenny and Chris Gustin, they died during their initiation ceremony where they do like hazing.
Wait, you know what? I have a good idea.
They do like hazing, or they used to do hazing to get into the Moose Lodge. And I think, if I remember correctly, I didn't write it down, but I think that one of them was like electrocuted to death.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, there are all of these things that claim to be like just like little like fraternal groups or whatever. Every single one of them has all of this weird underwriting in it that's super ritualistic. And yeah, you can't just write it off and be like, well, it's just fun. Like, no, there's something.
You just found out who in their church is part of the Moose Lodge?
No, he just wrote, you're gay on there.
Yeah. The buildup on that is so funny because he was like waiting. And he was like, dude, he's going to write down these names.
I'm pretty sure I have an idea who it is.
That's so funny. That is hilarious, Cameron.
It's only people that I can think of that would.
You waited that long thinking he was writing down names.
I know.
Names.
It's something that I would do.
And then got so excited when he held it up.
I expected more out of my assistant pastor.
And this is what you get.
I'm a.
This is what you get.
Fifth string helper. That's what. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
So, yeah, the. Who is it? Oh, I don't know who that is. So,
pass the notes.
Oh, so, yeah, so the Moose Lodge, bro. The Loyal Order of the Moose.
I just read this. It said, someone commented and said, I just joined the Moose. I just joined the Moose Lodge. I haven't seen any rituals at all. They have children charities. I go for the bar, cheap drinks, good food, music on weekends, good local people to meet. I feel like that's probably most of the, like, the, so I know people who go there
right
to play pool.
Yeah.
Like pool league, they have their pool league and everything there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which
I go there for the bar.
Dude, don't. What are you,
I did.
There's a camera.
I know.
What'd you just do?
No. There's so the Moose.
So what's the Elk Lodge? And then what is the Lions?
They're all.
There's Lions Club. Remember, there's a Lions Club too.
The Lions Club is different.
I think it's different. Yeah, that's different. I'm not
the
sure.
The Lions Club isn't not a fraternal order. The Lions Club is like
never,
a it's a veteran thing.
Never pass up the opportunity.
Is the Elk
to start
now
a
is the Elk Lodge just like a we want to be like them? The Loyal Order
I feel
of
like
the Elk.
There is a have you in Felton, if you go down the main street, there is a weird it's not the it's something else. It's creepy because it's got a deer on the front.
The Freemasons.
Not them. It's got a deer and there's like a triangle and a clock and it's all like very ritualistic looking, and I don't remember the name of it, but I looked it up, and they're really, really freaky.
That's not the Masons? Are you sure you're not talking about the Masons?
I looked it up. It was a division of...
The Masons definitely have some type of...
Right, yeah. It was.
If you go to a Masonic building, and there's just satanic symbols all over the building.
They're
not even hidden.
I looked it up. It was like a subdivision of the Freemasons, but it wasn't like...
The Elks originally named the Jolly Corks.
Why would they change? Dude, the Loyal Order of
the Moose.
I'll go join them right now. Dude,
the Loyal
Order of the Moose at war with the Jolly Corks? Bro, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
The
New York
the
City
Jolly Cork? What does that mean?
In 1868, right after Lincoln took it to the head, by a troop of actors who put on...
What?
It doesn't say that.
John Wilkes Booth, by a troupe of actors who put on benefit performances to aid the wives and children left destitute after members had died. That's a good thing, I guess. The Moose has its roots in Kentucky, where it started in 1888 as a social club for men.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very culty.
The Jolly Corks? They're not very culty.
I feel like they're weird. There's weird stuff about them.
Can I start a cult?
Cultish Dude, behaviors.
We can do that right now.
We've kind of our start, bro. We have comrades.
How to start a cult. 15 steps. Winky.
15
how.
Steps? It's only 15 steps to start a cult?
Then you should know. Pick an obsession.
Why is there a picture of cheese is the first
cheese,
thing I see.
Xbox remote and cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pick an obsession.
Choose a subject or two that you're passionate about.
Read that clearly. Go back. Like
choose a subject. Not like I had a stroke. Choose a subject or activity that you are passionate about.
All right. So we have to pick an obsession and we have to choose an activity that we are passionate about. That seems kind of redundant so far.
We should keep doing actual cults instead of trying to start our own.
Yeah. This sounds redundant. Let's go.
All right.
Step calls three.
While often religious in nature, do not need to be. Okay.
All right.
Star Wars people are cult-like.
Yeah, Aaron Tweed, looking at you.
Pick something you think will benefit others. I'm trying to get some of the benefits of me.
To say, yeah, that doesn't sound very cultish at all.
And my offspring. Learn as much as possible about your obsession. Before. All right. Form a group. Choose a leader.
The first five steps of starting a cult all sound like the same exact
choose
thing.
Choose a leader. Most cults have single leaders or they're typically called collectives.
Dude, are we
cult
a collective?
Cult leaders are typically charismatic and manipulative. That's me.
I am both of those things.
And narcissistic. Right here.
Oh my goodness.
This guy looks like I'm the leader. This guy right here.
Stop checking all the boxes.
Charismatic. Manipulative.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Man.
This is... My wife wrote this.
You know, so... Because you were talking about how that black people couldn't be in the Moose Lodge.
Yes.
Well, it... Like the Elk Lodge didn't let black people in until 1972. That feels like really late.
Who's that? The old Jolly Corks?
The Elk Lodge.
The Jolly Corks.
In 1994, a charter got their thing revoked for the Moose Lodge. In the 90s, they were having issues. In the 90s, they were having issues.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
It was in... And you know where it was? You know where it was?
What?
It was in... Oh, what's that place? Where's that place?
It's 30 years after segregation ended.
Yeah.
They were holding strong. They were like,
it was in 1994. Do you know where it was?
No.
Give me a...
You preached there recently.
What?
Rochester.
Nope.
No. New York. No. Oh.
Closer.
Pennsylvania, Jersey. I don't know.
Maryland.
Where did I preach in Maryland?
Hagerstown?
Oh, yeah.
It was Hagerstown. It was Hagerstown. In
1994. Wow. They were having issues.
Are there headquarters in Hagerstown?
Not anymore, because they got shut down because they were being racist.
Oh. All right. Establish the rules of the cult.
Imagine going anywhere now and be like, you can't come in. You're black.
Dude, in the 90s.
In the 90s.
That's wild. I mean,
yeah.
We're going to get back there soon.
Imagine they probably go home and watch Family Matters and
laugh. Resident narcissist, fellas, I will lead. Focus especially on Asians. You say you want to be the leader so bad that you just embrace the narcissism. No, I'm that leader right here.
So you're such a narcissist. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's so funny.
Focus especially on the issue of how you'll use this to transform your lives for the better. It's helpful to write up these documents, but probably leave the word cult off of it.
All right.
So okay. Number one, that leave the word cult out.
All right. Don't
write up a body of text.
All right, so our rules and such.
Find a place to practice or worship.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if your kitchen is gonna
come up with a slogan.
It's fine. Calm down. It's fine.
I think we have a cult.
Dude, we have a cult.
Bring other people in slowly.
Dude, we're as slow as it gets. Please share this video.
Make sure all behavior lines up with the party platform.
Dustin, I think we have a cult, dude.
Refer to your concept as the only true idea.
Well,
we can start doing that.
We can. This is the only podcast you should listen to.
Actually, your obsession.
Hold on. Before you go on, saying we're the only true idea. We haven't come out and said it, but Cameron has made a lot of underlying comments since the inception of this podcast that would suggest that, yes, he believes that we are the one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only true Christian comedy podcast.
That's right.
I don't think we're the only one, but of this brand and stripe.
Picture this. If we were driving down the road, Cameron was running other people off that road.
I'm a narcissist.
which is a joke. He didn't take shots at anyone.
We just had to cut them out. You didn't know.
Openly.
Practice your obsession. I can do
that. It would practice once a week.
Do community outreach. Make it look like it's not a cult. Try and do something good for people.
Have a YouTube channel.
Yes. Yeah. Find ways to grow your group.
YouTube channel. And if we can get our comrades or followers to like, share, subscribe.
Or we'll kill your family. Not that. All right. Well, that's becoming cultish. I like that.
Becoming cultish.
Forming a group.
Can that be the title of our episode? Becoming cultish?
We're just how to start a cult.
We're just cultish behavior. Cultish behaviors.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm just looking up stuff about cults.
Are you building up a plethora of knowledge of...
Repertoire?
I think it's interesting.
I like cults.
Just trying to get ideas, you know?
Is it illegal to start a cult? Next, we need to do Ponzi schemes. Because I could talk a while about people.
Yeah, we could.
Have you been got?
I've been Ponzi.
I've been Ponzi'd.
I've been schemed.
I've been Ponzi'd. That's a funny way to say that.
All right, there are no state or federal laws that prohibits cults. Sorry, Waco.
So we're just allowed to do it, bro. Yeah, there's no laws against it. But the ATF may come knocking on your door.
Yet there are laws prohibiting certain kinds of conduct, such as slavery. I'm sure it doesn't say that. Such as society at large that can be used by members or former members of cults to bring about either criminal penalties or civil remedies against other cult members and cult leaders.
The Illuminati.
That's not a cult. Is the Mafia a cult?
No. They're a crime organization.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Capasa.
The Illuminati, though.
Capiche.
Do you guys believe in the Illuminati?
Yes.
Since we're talking about cults.
My mother would disown me if I didn't believe in the Illuminati.
The Illuminati? Dustin, do you believe in the Illuminati?
Yeah.
The all-seeing eye?
Do you believe that Netflix is a cult? Just joking.
No.
The Illuminati? Are you
Scientology.
Huh? Scientology is totally a cult.
For sure.
Have you seen Tom Cruise?
A little bit of Scientology cult, first thing. Yeah. Just put in science and it comes up.
Scientology got some weird things going on in those stores.
Really, really weird stuff going on there. Also, the Church of Christian Science, that thing is weird.
Back one second.
They're weird. That's a weird little thing.
The Church of Christian Science.
Yeah.
Mark Twain.
Nope. I know where he's going. I'm just kidding.
Upstairs.
I was looking at Jim Jones.
You're just looking at all the big ones, huh? Just looking into all the big ones.
Can't believe that, people really went for this stuff. And then he convinced them all to kill themselves.
Well, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is harder? All right. So which is harder?
Then he had the Mansons. So can you imagine following that guy around?
He looks like a fun time. Oh. Which do you think is harder, to convince all of your followers to give you all of their money and wives, or to convince all of your followers to drink the Kool-Aid? Because a spaceship or an asteroid is coming by Earth and you want to catch it on the way out.
That's at Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. So which do you think is harder?
I don't know, but why is everyone so dumb?
I think it's got to be harder to convince people to give you all their money and their wives. I feel like that's got to be the hard one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine being like, yeah, you can have my wife. Just give her back when you're done.
I don't even think that's the thing that people would have a bigger issue with this day. In 2024, I think people would be like, I'll give you my wife, just don't touch my bank.
I don't know. I mean, they're both like, I feel like it's more, I feel like typically when you think of like cults, I mean, obviously like, you know, the wives and the money and everything, that's all like kind of included. But like, I feel like the idea that your followers would be willing to kill themselves for you, or is probably a more accepted idea with them. So I guess that would be the easier thing to talk people into, you know?
Right. Well, here's what we're going to do.
We're going to wrap it up.
All right.
Yeah, because I promised my wife that I'm going to watch basketball videos really loudly while she tries to sleep tonight. So give the gospel drop. Go.
All right. The Bible says, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're out there in the world and, you know, life's looking dull and you haven't had that moment where you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, unlike some of these weirdos out here want you to think, we don't believe that there's anyone on earth that we should be following. We think that we need to follow Jesus Christ. He's the only way to make it to heaven. by his own standard, by his own definition, there's not one man on earth that is our Messiah, our Savior. Our Savior is Jesus Christ alone. You have that time. You accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. That is the ticket.
All right. Okay. And that's not cultish behavior. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe. Go down to the description. Find that link where you can support us financially. Share this with your friends, with your family. Look us up on Instagram, all of the socials, really. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube.
Don't forget to start a cult.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's fine.
Calm down,
this
guys.
Mic is
it's
dead, dude.
Fine.
Is it?
This is like, I don't even know if this is plugged in.
I can't hear anything
now. Is this even plugged in?
It's plugged in.
I can't even hear anything coming into this mic.
Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDiff Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.